At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
A sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorens with you today. Bill Bush out. Today I'll be back at some point. Of course, told the news his mother passed away yesterday, sadly, so we will hear from Bill at some point in the near future. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, Anderson Ford, sponsor of Hour 3, 27th and I-80, and 33rd and Yankee Hill.
Go buy a car. Go buy a car.
It's always a good day to test drive a vehicle, Anderson Ford. We are joined in studios. We were last week by Nebraska softball head coach Rhonda Revelle. Rhonda, welcome back and congrats on a win in the Super Regional, advancing to the Supers.
Thank you. Thank you. I told you I'd come back.
You did. And we appreciate that.
I didn't believe it when they told me.
No,
she's not coming back.
I told you. I told you right to your face. You said, will you come back? I said, if we win, I'll come back. And guess what? If we win again this weekend, I'll come back.
All right. Well, you heard it here first.
You said that on the radio, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You're not just talking to me right now.
I know.
Wow.
I'm good for my word.
This is awesome. You're coming back next week.
I would love to. I would love nothing more than to come back here next week.
Well, we would love to have you back.
I need to regroup. Thank you. All right, let's do this.
Well,
Jake.
I went to Saturday's game.
Jake went to the game.
I'm just blown away by the attendance all year has been great, but the regional itself was just packed. Fans in the reserve seats, the GA, just the berm out in the outfield was packed. And then you have this epic pitching performance all three games of one run against South Dakota, no runs against Grand Canyon, and again on Sunday, no runs. What was the atmosphere like? We'll start with that for you.
It was interesting because I was actually asked on day three, how did I personally take in the crowd? And I always try, I don't look up in the crowd a lot, but I hear and I feel. I've tried to look up in the crowd because they've been so good all year and just kind of take it in for a moment if it's between innings or something or before the inning starts and I'm standing at third base. I didn't on Sunday, but I could really feel it was almost like two pillows that were like tucking us in. But we were really dialed in as a team and just really staying within. And what I didn't know until after the game, one of our players, Casey Hoffman, said she felt like that's what our team was doing. And I didn't realize we were collectively doing it. We just sort of did that. But the crowd was amazing. I'll tell you, the game before our game on Friday, when the stands were packed for the non-home team, I'm pretty sure that both Louisville and Grand Canyon had never played in front of an audience like that, especially when it wasn't their home venue.
Right. I wonder about that. Just out of curiosity, where do you go and play that feels, where the crowd feels impactful, that your team you think is impacted by crowd? Is there any place?
Well, when you say impacted, it doesn't have to be a negative.
No.
So I feel like even this year when we went down to Oklahoma State and played there in late February, and they had a record sellout crowd.
Oh, they did.
And I said to our team, this has a super regional feel. And, their park isn't quite as big as ours. It doesn't hold as many. But, they're still packed in there and right on top of you. So I feel like we've played at some venues that have had that kind of feel already. I felt like even when we were home against, of course we were home, but we were home against UCLA. It had that super regional kind of feel. And then of course last year in Knoxville was the same thing. And that was one of the things that really inspired our team to want to bring it to Bolin, because you could feel the crowd right on top of you.
Did that give Tennessee an advantage? And do you have an advantage?
You'll always want to think so because, we played in such tight ball games this past weekend that any little thing, the crowd was like right there. And, when games hang in the balance of one run or scoring late, I've got to believe that the crowd is helpful, you know, because you're not having to generate all your own energy. And believe me, adrenaline is running and it's at a premium, but it certainly doesn't hurt. In fact, I was listening to one of the coaches of the other teams that we played that when we scored, they'd never heard something as loud as that.
See, there you
wow.
go.
Coaching against another team. So there you go. That speaks to what you're talking about.
Okay, Rhonda Revelle joins us. She's a longtime Nebraska softball coach. Rhonda, Sunday morning, well, the weekend really struck me, and this is not a new phenomenon. Softball's gotten very popular. Mm-hmm. I just remark on it because it was all over the TV during the weekend. I got up Sunday and listened to Sirius, their college sports channel, and they were talking softball for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. They're talking about Mississippi's collapse against Texas Tech. They're running down the regionals.
Yeah.
What do you attribute the popularity of your sport in recent years? What is it?
I think it's always been there, but obviously television and exposure has been so helpful. I have always said, whenever I go out and speak, and I speak especially to a lot of men with baseball backgrounds,
yes,
I said, come and watch one fast pitch game, mm-hmm. and I guarantee you'll watch a second one. Mm-hmm. And I think, I remember Dave Van Horn, we were hosting regionals, okay. and Dave had just gotten hired at Nebraska, and he came over, and it was one-0 ball game against Iowa that we won, came in the dugout afterwards, and he was like sweating. I'm like, what are you all worked up about? He goes, this game is so intense because, you know, it's 30 feet closer. It's 60 feet bases versus right. 90. You don't have time to, like on a drop third strike, the catcher's got to get it and go. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just things that make it really, you know, intense. And you've got to work. There's no margin for error. Mm-hmm. You can't bobble and guarantee that you're still going to get an out.
No.
You know, in baseball, sometimes you can bobble or you can collect yourself and shuffle. We don't have time to shuffle.
God dang, did you preach that to your players?
Yes, but it's all they know.
They grew up with it. Yeah, it's more fast moving. Mm-hmm. The games are quicker. I think people like that.
Yeah, I do.
The athletes are extraordinary.
Yes, they are.
Well, and I go back to this weekend. To allow one run in three games
is
sensational. I mean, that doesn't happen in these regionals. I don't care what level of softball, with both Jordy and Alexis, phenomenal. But I go back to Saturday. Jordy Frum, 7 innings, 1 hit, 16 strikeouts. Have you seen a performance like that before? That was unbelievable.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
In my vantage point.
I've been blessed to watch Jordy and a lot of really good pitchers at Nebraska, you know, have really good games. But what was different that day is just honestly the look in her eye, you know, and I know that because I call her pitches. So
sure.
we're making eye contact every pitch. And, you know, she's always got a super competitive, composed, poised approach. But there was just something a little different that day that's like, you know, I'm not going to be denied. It wasn't really even about the opponent. It was about that she was locked in. She was locked into bringing her best. And as we know, her best is very, very good.
Nebraska allows one run in 21 innings. Now, I know you don't want to talk about yourself. Do you feel in those, like, in a weekend like that, do you get in a zone, a rhythm as a play caller?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hope I can always do that. But
do you always, though? I mean, is there times when you don't feel like you're in a rhythm?
Yeah. And there are times I feel like I blow it. I mean, I was watching video this morning and I went, wow, I really sucked on that on that pitch.
Really?
I mean, I put the hitter on time with my call. Okay. I mean, you know, and I have no problem owning that. I have no problem owning that to our pitchers. And I think it's actually refreshing when we could just all own it. Like, you know, even Jordy, the one hit that she gave up, she goes, man, I hung that pitch. I mean, she just owns it. And it's like, okay, you own it, you move on. I shouldn't have called that pitch. You own it, you move on. And to think about, you know, to think that you're going to be perfect in your pitch calling or your pitch deliveries, it's not going to happen. But if you can really work to be excellent in your approach and your preparation, I like our chances. And, you know, it's interesting. I think anybody that's been in any industry, it doesn't have to just be sports, but when you have to perform in moments, it's never going to be perfect.
No.
It's never going to be perfect.
It's not, and athletics are inherently imperfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be ready for the imperfect. Mm-hmm. As far as Jordy Fromm and Alexis Jensen go, how do they compare and contrast in style? Mm-hmm. And does that work? How does it work? Why does it work well?
Well, it works well from the fundamental that at the core level, they're ultimate competitors, both of them.
Yeah.
You know, they've got that it that you can't put in somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their personalities are as different as day and night.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're both fiery competitors, but off the field, I mean, you know, Jordy is a little more stoic. And Lex is a little more of a goofball.
Okay. Interesting.
But that's their non competitive personalities. But you lock them in competitively and they go hand in hand. The beautiful part of their 1-2 punch though is we've got a righty and a lefty.
Yeah.
You know, so even if they both have a rise ball, it looks different on the right side and the left side. If they both have changeup, it looks different on the right side and the left side. So it's really, they're very complementary to one another. And I thought, you know, speaking of Lex, I just thought she threw masterfully on Sunday against a really good Grand Canyon team.
Yeah, I got Grand Canyon teams hitting 330 plus.
Yeah. And what, 90 home runs?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I think if I have my numbers right, they were 11th in the NCAA and either batting average, power numbers. I mean, they're a top team.
Now, the other part of the conversation that you hear it, seven. You only said seven runs. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on offense right now?
Yeah, you know, here's what you know from being around sports your whole life, Steve. Mm-hmm. We can either, there's a lot of different ways we can approach this. We can like mayday, mayday. But the truth is, we've been averaging seven runs a game.
Seven a game, that's right.
And we've hit a little bit of a lull right here, right now. I don't have all the reasons and answers why, but do we just keep like picking the scab, like we're not scoring runs, or we just roll up our sleeves and get back to work and try
You're
to
the
get,
coach?
Yeah, well, and try to get back to who we are as competitors. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as we've talked as coaches, I think that's where we go here. I mean, you know, it's not like we're acting like everything's all great with our offense right now, because there are things that we can improve on, but I don't think it's not going to be helpful. You have to constantly ask yourself as a coach and a player all the time, but especially this time of the year, is what I'm doing and thinking right now helpful?
Wow. Okay. That's coaching. Hear that, Jake?
I do. Yes. Now, this weekend, of course, you've got Thursday, Friday for sure, and Saturday if necessary against Oklahoma State here at the regional at Boland Stadium. And you've seen them this year. You've played them twice. There was a canceled game because of weather. So 1-1 against Oklahoma State. We know Ruby Malin, of course, from Omaha, Scott, star ace pitcher. A lot of, you know, there's storylines here. What, in your early scout and having seen them so far, what does Oklahoma State bring to the table this weekend?
Well, it starts with Ruby in the circle. And, you know, you talk about a competitor. She's another competitor. So we're going to have. I'm guessing three pitchers, our two and her one. I don't know that they haven't thrown her very much in the postseason at all. but haven't not thrown her in the postseason. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh. They've only thrown her.
I was going to say,
they've only thrown her. Wait. Maybe that was just my wishful thinking.
No. So she's been going.
Yeah, she's been going. She's going. But she's going and she's competing and she knows that she has to go and you know, she's going to come out and compete and so are we. So it's going to be, you know, I liken it to when we faced Taylor Tinsley at UCLA last year when we went into Tennessee, Carlin Pickens. And the reason I say those names is because she's got an All-American arm.
She
and
does.
We have faced All-American, we've faced All-American arms this year, including hers. But we've got All-American arms too.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Ruby Malin now, she's competitive. You said she's a competitor. What else? I mean, what is it? What's her? What?
Yeah.
Give me the scouting report.
Okay. Well, first of all, she's 6 foot tall. And so if you think about, she's a heavy drop ball. And it's, I mean, it drops, it breaks.
Okay.
But think about her leverage because she's so tall.
Uh-huh.
So, but she's also got a rise ball. And she's also got a change up. And she also throws hard.
Okay.
Her signature pitch has been her drop ball. But she's added those other pitches that are very complementary and made her very effective. And she's had some really big wins down the stretch here. She beat Oklahoma. She beat Texas, you know. So she's had some really good wins. Oklahoma State's had some really good wins. Nebraska's had some really good wins. I think it's a really exciting matchup. Excited that it's here in Lincoln. You know, I think that if you go back and watch the two games that we played, they both were one-run games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first game was 11 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Their crowd was electric. It's time to have our folks at Bolin get it rolling.
They'll be rolling.
Yeah, they'll be rolling.
They'll be rolling. You want to go to break, Jake?
Yes. Can you stick one more segment, Rhonda, or
yeah,
not?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
We
sure.
got. Hey, I have some more questions.
If you have any questions for Rhonda Revelle, please text them in at 402-464-5685. More with Nebraska softball coach Rhonda Revelle next on Early Break on the Ticket.